December 15, 1926. The Little Note of Love. How each act of will of God done by the creature is one more act of beatitude. I was following my round in the creation, in order to follow the supreme will in all created things. But while I was doing this, I thought in my mind, what good do I do, what glory do I give to this adorable fiat, by going through all created things, to place in them also my little I love you? Who knows whether this might not be a waste of time? Now, while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, what are you saying? With my will one never loses time. On the contrary, by following it, one gains the eternal time. Now, you must know that each created thing contains a delight, each one distinct from the other. And these delights were placed by us, and had to serve to delight us and the creature. Now, our love runs within each created thing, and as you go through them, you make the little note of your love run. Don't you want, then, in the face of so much love of ours, to place your little notes, your points, your commas, your little strings which say, love, and harmonizing with our love, form the delight wanted from us for ourselves and for you? Only then is a delight enjoyed more, when there is company. Isolation makes the taste die. Therefore, the company you give us by going around in creation makes us remember of our many delights which were placed by us in each created thing. It makes us live our enjoyments once again, and while you delight us, we delight you. And then, is it perhaps that you too want to leave our will isolated? No, no. It is befitting that the little daughter never leave her mother alone, and that she be always on her knees to follow her in all of her acts. Then, after this, my poor mind was swimming in the immense sea of the eternal fiat, and my lovable Jesus added, my daughter, among the many qualities and properties which my will contains, it contains an act of beatitude which is never interrupted, and as many acts as the soul does in it, so many distinct acts of beatitude does she take into herself. Therefore, the more acts she does in this fiat, the more she becomes the owner and forms a greater capital of these beatitudes within herself, which give her highest peace on earth, and in heaven she will feel all the effects and the enjoyments of these beatitudes, which hath formed within her. See, it is as though natural, while you are on earth, my will in heaven releases from itself an act ever new infinite beatitude. Now, who takes this new act which never ceases? The saints, the angels, who live of divine will in heaven. However, it is not fair that one who is in the exile and lives in my will lose all of these acts of beatitudes. Rather, with justice they are placed as though in stock within her soul, so that, when she will depart for her celestial fatherland, she may enjoy them all together, to catch up with the others in receiving that new act of beatitude which is never interrupted. Do you see, then, what it means to do one more act, or one act less, in my will? It is to have as many more acts of beatitude, for as many more times as one has done my will, and to lose them, for as many times as she has done her own. And she takes not only many acts of beatitude, but many acts of sanctity, of divine science, many different acts of beauty, of love, for as many times as she has done my will. And if she has been always in my eternal fiat, she will have within herself the sanctity which resembles her Creator. Oh! How beautiful she will be! In heaven, the echo of our beatitudes, the echo of our sanctity, the echo of our love, will be heard in this fortunate creature. In sum, she has been our echo on earth, and she will be our echo in the celestial fatherland.